go. George's brother should be here by now. I hope he didn't have trouble finding a cab.
Well, the traffic's pretty heavy downtown.
I sure will be glad to meet good old Mr. Wilson's brother, because I've never met a real writer before.
Say, he's a fine writer. We read all those articles you sent over.
We liked them. Good. I'm so glad you'll have someone staying with you while Mr. Wilson's away.
So am I, Alice. John was coming out this way anyway on an assignment, so it'll work out just fine.
And don't you worry, Mrs. Wilson. I'll help you look after him. Anything I can do to... Hey, here comes the cab now!
Wonderful.
So do you. It's so nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Are our friends, Alice and Henry Mitch.
How do you do?
How do you do? Glad to know. And this must be Dennis.
How are you, young man?
Hi, Mr. Wilson. I sure am glad to meet you, because me and your brother are best friends.
I know you are. He's written me all about you, often.
He has?
Oh, yes. Yes, he says you're a great help to him at all times.
I sure am. And I'm going to help you, too.
Things up while you work.
Thank you, Martha. Of course, I'd rather sit and visit with you, but this article's due at the end of the week, and I have to get it in the mail tomorrow.
I understand, John. What's the article about?
Well, it's called Observations from a Parlor Car Window. I intended to write it on the train, but I got so busy looking out the window that I simply didn't do it.
Well, I'll keep the house quiet and see that nobody bothers you.
Oh, no, Martha. Don't you worry about me. Nothing bothers me when I work. I'm not one of those temperamental writers who has to have everything just so. I can write any place.
Well, that's good.
This is just fine. Everything's set up just the way I had it at home. It all seems familiar to me.
Well, I suppose that is important.
I'll knock this out in no time. Now.
How's it going?
Straight into the wastebasket.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
What are you writing? Something on your typewriter?
I'm trying to, Dennis, but I don't seem to be having any luck.
Jeepers, I know how that is, all right. Whenever I get a composition to write for homework, I have a heck of a time getting started.
I suppose that happens to all writers sometimes, dear.
What can I do to help you, Mr. Wilson?
Not a thing, Dennis.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I know what the trouble is, Martha.
You do? Good. What is it?
Well, I've been fighting against mentioning it all morning because it sounds so silly.
Doesn't sound silly to me. What is it?
My cushion.
Your cushion?
I always take my old chair cushion with me wherever I go, but this time I forgot to pack it. I've been sitting on it for 20 years, and I just can't work without it.
Well, why did you say so? That's no problem. The house is full of cushions.
Oh, well, I tried this one. It's too thick.
Well, just relax. I'll round up every cushion in the house, and you can have your pick.
Don't you worry. I'll get some from our house, too. I got a dandy one that I always put in my pants when it looks like I'm gonna get a spanking.
Too thick? No, too thin. Too hard. Oh, I hate to be picky about this. Don't think I'm eccentric, please.
Oh, we don't think that at all, Mr. Wilson.
Of course not.
I don't even know what it means.
It's no use, Mom. None of these even look like my old cushion.
I'm so sorry we couldn't help.
What does your cushion look like, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, it's just an old faded blue corduroy thing stuffed with goose feathers. It just happens to fit me. It makes me feel comfortable.
I know how you feel. I used to have a beat-up old teddy bear. And if he wasn't in bed with me at night, I couldn't sleep. But that's before I grew up, of course. I don't have that kind of silly stuff anymore.
Well, perhaps I haven't grown up, Dennis.
Dennis, we'd better get on home and let Mr. Wilson think.
Thank you, Mrs. Mitchell.
Thanks for coming, Alice.
You go ahead, Mom. I'll stay here and help Mr. Wilson for a while.
Dennis, we are both going home now.
Okay. Just let me give him my ballpoint pen. If he can't write with a typewriter, maybe he can write with this. Here, I'll show you. Now you play.
I'll hang them out to dry. I can press them later.
Thank you. Oh, I've got to get that article written somewhere.
You will. You'll get it finished on time, and it'll be wonderful.
Do you really think so?
Of course. Now, forget about that cushion. Relax your mind and go in there and get to work.
By thunder, I will. This silly business about a faded cushion is ridiculous. I'm not a child, Martha. I am a writer. And what does a writer do? He writes.
That's the way to talk.
Observations from... A. Parlor. That's Dennis Mitchell again. Come in.
Splendid moment to catch you, right in the throes of literary creation. Oh,
but madam,
sorry, I haven't introduced myself. I am Isabel Tolliver, president of the Ladies Literary Circle, and a dear friend of Martha's.
Oh, well, she's outside our
floor. No, Martha, you're the one I came to see, Mr. Wilson. It isn't every day I get to meet an important literary figure.
I wouldn't call myself that. I just write an occasional article for the National Journal.
Oh, but such fascinating articles. The one last month where the Vikings discovered America before Columbus. Well, it was just simply marvelous.
Well, that was rather good, I thought.
So erudite, so literary. And I am here to invite you to lecture before our club on the Vikings next Friday. You will come, of course.
Well, I'm very busy, Mrs. Tolliver. I have a deadline.
We won't take no for an answer, Mr. Wilson. Oh, I can just see how you'll bring those old Norse heroes back to life for us.
Well, I have researched the subject pretty thoroughly, but...
Oh, I knew you'd agree to it. I can't wait to tell the girls.
I'll pick you up myself Friday afternoon at 1.
I'll be ready.
It'll be our most thrilling afternoon. There'll be tea and cookies, of course.
Of course. One more thing, Mrs. Tolliver. How did you know I was here? I only arrived yesterday.
Dear little Dennis Mitchell told me.
Oh, what a helpful little boy.
And I got a great idea, Tommy. It'll be the swellest surprise Mr. Wilson ever had.
Yeah? What is it?
I'll make him a cushion. just like his old one that you can't write with without sitting on it. How are you going to make him a cushion? Well, it's easy. We said it was faded blue corduroy, and Dad's got a pair of old corduroy pants just the color. I'm going in right now and see if I can have them. What's the matter? I just thought of something. I'll have to get Mr. Wilson's measurements first. You know, so the cushion will fit him.
That won't be easy if you're going to keep it a secret.
We'll figure out some way. Hey, I know. I'll run upstairs and get Mom's tape measure. And then we'll go next door real sly and sneak the size of Mr. Wilson's feet.
Now, on top of everything else, I have a confounded lecture to worry about, with a room full of gushing women and tea and cookies.
Ew. You should have just said no.
Well, if she hadn't been a friend of yours, I would have.
A friend of mine? Isabel Tolliver?
Well, that's what she said.
Oh, she's no friend of mine. I don't like her very much. You don't have to go on my account.
Oh, fine.
Why don't you just call up and cancel it?
Oh, no, I did promise. I gave her my word. I don't know. I guess I'm just stuck.
Yes. A promise is a promise.
What annoys me even more, I won't get any fees.
Oh?
No, for a lecture, I usually get $100.
What was it you said people get $100 for, Mr. Wilson?
For lecturing.
You mean $100 just for talking? Boy, I could get rich that way.
Yes, I've noticed the tendency.
I'm going to start our lunch, John. Now, boys, don't disturb Mr. Wilson. He's trying to think.
We won't, Mrs. Wilson. Okay, Tommy. You know what to do. Get him to bend over. Mr. Wilson, there's a penny on the ground. Did you drop it?
I don't think so.
Maybe I did.
Well, why don't you pick it up?
Might not be mine. Mom says I oughtn't pick up things that aren't mine.
Oh, great Caesar. Is it yours?
It sure looks like the one I had.
Take it with my blessing. And thank you for not disturbing me.
We got him. Yeah. Boy, I'll need plenty of cloth. Boy, Mom and Dad sure looked confused when I ripped his old trousers off. Parents get confused awful easy. Yeah. Boy, I hope Mr. Quigley's got some goose feathers at the market so I can start making Mr. Wilson's cushion. Why does Mr. Wilson have to have goose feathers? I don't know. Maybe they're the softest kind.
Maybe. I never felt a goose before.
Me neither. But if that's what Mr. Wilson wants, I've got to get him.
Warm enough for you, Mrs. Nolan?
I should say it is. It's very pleasant in here, though.
Oh, thank you. I try to keep it comfortable for my customers.
Hi, Mr. Quigley. Do you have any goose feathers I can have?
Please, Dennis. Don't you see I'm waiting on a customer?
Oh, excuse me.
There you are, Mrs. Nolan. Now, what was it, Dennis? Feathers?
Yeah, I need some.
I know. You want to put them in your hair and pretend to be an Indian chief. I've got a whole bag of them out there in the storeroom. Go ahead and help yourself.
Keepers, thanks, Mr. Quigley. Come on, Tommy.
Mr. Quigley?
That's right. I don't believe I've met you before. Are you new in town?
I'm John Wilson. I'm staying at my brother's house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mrs. Wilson told me about you. You're some kind of a writer or something.
That's right.
You don't look much like one.
Well, how is a writer supposed to look?
Well, from all I've heard, they're all sort of on the screwball side.
Well, that may apply to some writers, Mr. Quigley, but not to me. I'm just an ordinary, average man with no peculiarities whatsoever.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Hey, what can I do for you?
Do you have any concentrated cucumber juice?
Cucumber juice.
I find when it's mixed with skimmed milk, it tends to relax me.
I'm glad to meet an ordinary, average writer.
You have it or don't you?
I don't. My juices are over there. Maybe you can find something you can use.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, while you're there, take a look at my soup counter. A salesman loaded me up with a dozen cans of ordinary, average kangaroo tail soup. Oh, good grief, Dennis. Did you have to bring the whole bag out here? I thought you only wanted a handful.
Well, I need more than that.
Well, all right, but don't take the sack away with you. Here. Put what you need in this box. And put it over there. Get it away from the counter.
Hey, Quigley. Come on, Tommy. Give me a hand.
Oh, hello there, boy.
Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson.
What are you trying to do there?
Well, just emptying some stuff into this box.
Oh, you better let me give you a hand. That bag's too big for you to handle.
Oh, no, Mr. Wilson. We can handle it.
Come along now, fellas. You let me do it. I'll do it for you. There, just leave it to me.
Boy, look at him go.
Yeah.
What in the world? Right in front of the fan. What's the big idea? You think you're a schoolgirl having a pillow fight or something?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know what was in the sack.
I might expect that from a boy like Dennis, but a man your age should know better.
Well, I said I'm sorry.
Well, stop being sorry and start picking up the feathers.
We'll help you, Mr. Wilson.
Just an ordinary, average writer.
My goodness, Dennis, you're a real traffic hazard. Hi, Margaret. I was thinking so hard about goose feathers, I didn't even see you. Goose feathers? Yeah, I thought I had some, but they turned out to be plain old chicken feathers. Nobody's got goose feathers. My mother has. She has? Real ones? Of course they're real. They're in a pillow my grandmother gave us. Oh, boy, would you let me have them? Because I sure need them. Well, I suppose I could. We don't use it anymore. Jeepers, that's swell. If. I might have known there'd be an if. You can have the feathers if you come and play house with me. And be a father to our darling little Gwendolyn. Oh, no. You can keep the feathers. I'm not going to be the father of that dumb old doll. Not again. Never. Fly, Gwendolyn, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. You're such a good father, Dennis. Well, I'm an awful tired father. I've been messing around with Gwendolyn for a whole hour. Can't I have the feathers now? Well, all right. Great. If. I knew it. You can have the feathers if you'll do one more thing. Gwendolyn needs changing. Jeepers. You do that and I'll get the feathers for you. Boy, the things I go through to help a friend.
May I interrupt a minute, John?
Interrupt what? Nothing going on here.
I'm sure you'll get the article written in time.
It's not just the article, Martha. While you were visiting down the street, that Tolliver woman barged in here again.
What did she want?
She brought me this.
My goodness, what is it?
A Viking helmet. She insists that I wear it during the lecture. She says it will create the proper mood. I ask you.
Oh, well, it does make you look very distinguished.
I look like a bull with a mustache.
I still think you ought to call off the lecture.
Oh, no, as a man of my word, I'm obligated.
Well, I have to go along. Good luck, John.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
Guess what I got in this bag?
An atom bomb.
And you're not even warm. It's something for you.
Pardon me.
Me again, Mr. Wilson. May I come in?
You are. Please do.
Oh, I know it's very naughty of me to keep interrupting you like this.
I know how you literary men like to woo the muse.
Oh, yes, we're great wooers.
But I have a wonderful idea for the lecture, and I want... Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mrs. Tolliver.
So I simply had to share it with you.
Share away.
Well, I feel that appropriate music would add to the occasion. So I am going to sing the song of the Valkyrie. They were the warrior maidens who carried the Viking heroes off to paradise.
You are going to sing?
Oh, if I hadn't married, I could have had a career in opera. In fact, my husband often says you shouldn't have married. Oh, now listen. Yo-hoo,
is this to take place before or after the lecture?
Dory.
Fury.
While you're telling the exploits of the Vikings, I shall perform in the background.
Oh,
this should cause a lot of comments.
I can hear it now.
Martha will never forget this lecture. Aren't you excited?
Oh, I'm all a twitter.
I'd be excited, too, if I was going to get $100 like Mr. Wilson's going to get.
$100?
Yeah, he says that's what he always gets when he gives lectures. Didn't you, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Dennis. Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Why, I never dreamed you expected to be paid, Mr. Wilson. Why, our club only has $6.89 in the treasury.
How regrettable.
Oh, couldn't you speak this once without a fee? We're so literary.
Oh, I'm sure you are, Mr. Tolliver. However, we lecturers have a very strong rule about this. If I didn't charge you, I would be drummed out of the lecturers' union.
Well, I'm afraid we'll just have to cancel the whole thing.
Oh, that's too bad. May I show you to the door? I'm sorry that I've robbed you of the opportunity to render the song of the Valkyrie.
But you haven't! We've lost you, but I'll make it up to the girls. I shall sing the whole aria for them. Goodbye, Mr. Wilson.
Goodbye, warrior maiden. Oh, Dennis, I'm very grateful to you, though I don't expect you to understand why.
I bet I do. You really didn't want to talk to those ladies after all, did you?
Oh, my, you are an intelligent lad.
Boy, I sure wish you'd tell my teacher that.
No, oh, it's such a relief to get out of the clutches of that woman. Now, if I could only start that article.
That's what I came over about. This is for you.
What in the world is this?
It's a cushion, just like your favorite one. Same color, and it's full of goose feathers. I made it for you.
Well, that was a very kind thought.
Sit on it, Mr. Wilson, please.
All right, Dennis.
How does it feel? Okay?
Feels pretty good. George, it does feel good. Feels like my old cushion.
It does? Now you can start writing, can't you?
Well, I... Wait a minute. I've got an idea. I know how to start that article. Oh, this is wonderful.
I knew that good old cushion would do it.
Yeah. Dennis, you could have played cops and robbers today, gone fishing, done a dozen things little boys like to do. Instead, you made me a cushion. Now, why did you go to all that trouble just for me?
Because I want us to be friends, Mr. Wilson. Do you want us to be?
Yes, Dennis. Having you as a friend will make me very proud.
Jeepers, that's swell. Well, I'll go home now and let you work.
Oh, no, you stay right here. You're my inspiration. I need you.
You do?
Oh, indeed I do. Well, now, let's see. Uh-huh. Here we go.
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.